Dr. Greg Taylor is the chairman of the Citizens Aquatic Committee. He says the public hearing is being held as required when the Wasatch County Council voted to put the bond issue on November's ballot. As a proponent of the project, Taylor says it's something that the community's been asking for.
I think it's something that this community would really use and something that, you know, that every facet of the community would benefit from. We have really no public aquatic center other than a very small competition pool that's kind of crumbling down around us. We have none of the other things that you might get at a canvas pool, for example, a warm water play pool, a therapy pool, a good competition pool. None of that is available to our community. And I think a community of our size could support that.
On a home with a $300,000 value, debt service on the bond would be about $80 a year and about $146 a year for second homeowners and businesses. When broken down on a monthly cost, Taylor thinks it's something the community can afford.
One way to look at it, too, is that this would actually bring, you know, probably more people to the community for swim meets, for soccer tournaments, for baseball tournaments. And so I don't know that that's necessarily true. I mean, when you actually break it down per month, you know, if you're paying $90 per month, $90 per year, that's $8 per month. You know, people will spend that driving to the canvas pool and back in their cars. And businesses, I don't want to make that sound trivial, but I think the amount at $15 per month isn't going to break the mom-and-pop businesses, and I'm hoping we will actually bring more business to them because of it.
The maintenance and operation cost, estimated at about $900,000 a year, will be paid for by users of the facility and the other half by taxpayers in the Special Recreation Service District through a mill levy.
Our receipts, we figure, from the use of the pool would be about half of that, just about $500,000. And then we would be bonding for the other $500,000, although the plan is that the school district will also commit a fairly substantial amount to that. And so we probably won't even need the full $500,000 a year that we would be levying for that.
While the pool bond would be paid off in about 20 years, that mill levy would continue to be assessed for the life of the pool. The county council, he says, held off on this bond election so that they would get a good voter turnout this year.
It was an on-year election, and that was one of the reasons the county council decided not to put it on the ballot for 2013, because they wanted to have it on an on-year election when they thought that the voter turnout would be higher. And so hopefully this is a good referendum on what the community thinks about doing this.
Greg Taylor is the chairman of the Citizens Aquatic Committee. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.